This is Agent Green, ID number 46942, personal log week 426. This marks the end of my second week of quarterly check-ins with our outside assets. Most were reporting normally, and there have only been 6 new patients this quarter across the board. Asset 17 is recommending one of their patients for our Tier 1 program. It is a young patient with super strength, and her parents are concerned about the child accidentally hurting herself or her siblings. I will be asking Tier 1 if they have availability, and if so, I will be recommending her for the 2-week program. That should be enough to help her settle into her powers without making her miss too much school. Other than that, business proceeds as usual. I need to follow up with Asset 43 about 2 of her patients. A Class D that I failed to get details on, and a Class E that I want more information on. It is unlike Asset 43 to miscategorize a patient, so I'm not convinced that this subject is a psychic, as she claims. It doesn't fit into the Class E category. I'm not sure why I didn't catch it before, but I tend to get distracted during those meetings. Agent Green speaking.
Agent Green, it's Dr. Bright.
Joan! I mean Dr. Bright. I was just thinking about you. I mean, to what do I owe the pleasure of the call?
I wanted to follow up on our meeting last week.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, goodness, great minds. I was just saying to myself that I needed to follow up on a few things.
Still talking to yourself, Green?
Oh, you know, old habits die hard. And if memory serves, you took a shine to that particular habit, didn't you?
Audio notes have their merits.
Well, don't say I never gave you anything.
Indeed. Anyway, I called to ask for a favor.
Oh. Oh, Dr. Bright, I thought we addressed this at our last meeting.
No, it's not that. It's about my patient, 12D10-9.
Oh, good, they were downgraded. Good.
Yes, their control is getting better every day.
And this is another time traveler, yes? You know I'm going to have to alert the higher-ups.
No, it's not a time traveler. Space manipulation. They can walk through walls, possibly a little more. That's why I'm calling. I was hoping to get any research the AM has about dimensional travel.
Well, I can't imagine why you'd need dimensional data for someone who can walk through walls. Surely you'd rather look at molecular research.
Actually, yes. Send the molecular data along as well. But I want to look into dimensions for a theory I'm working on.
Ah, of course. Okay, yes, I will see what I can do.
Thank you, Agent Green. I appreciate that.
It's my pleasure. This works best when the AM and its assets are all working together. We want you to have as much information at your disposal as possible, and in turn you'll share your discoveries with me, yes?
Of course.
Okay. So patient 12 has been downgraded to a 9. Anything else?
Not at the moment.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I did have one question for you, however, about your Class E patient.
The astral projection?
No, the other one. Number 5E3, the psychic. Why did you categorize them as a high-risk atypical?
I thought we'd been through this. I'll change their designation if that would make you happy, Agent Green.
I just don't believe that you would assign a psychic as a Class E. Your instincts are so rarely wrong, Dr. Bright.
Rarely.
Well, I'd like to take a closer look at his file all the same.
You know I prefer to keep the details of my patient files to myself. Boundaries are important.
Indeed they are, but I don't think your basic report is going to cut it this time. You know all Class E's need to be registered with us.
So you can spy on them.
It's for the greater good, Joan.
When has anyone touting that line had good intentions, Green?
You know, there's no need to be so cynical.
No need.
Can we not do this, please? I'm tired of fighting, and I know you must be too.
I'm tired of losing.
Will you just send all of your patient 5 notes and session recordings over, please?
I told you. I will change patient 5's designation. They are none of your concern.
I know when you're lying, Dr. Bright. Fine. You know we have other ways of getting the information we're looking for.
Are you threatening me?
Well, that depends. Do you want the AM poking around your computer?
I assumed you were already.
I have convinced them it is unnecessary.
Well, isn't that nice?
Joan?
If I give you the information you want, you'll stay out of my files?
Yes, that's the idea.
Why should I trust you?
Either way, we are going to get the information we want. Wouldn't it be nicer to cooperate? The lesser of two evils?
Oh, so you admit to working for an evil agency now?
It's an expression, John.
Fine. I'm sending over the files now. But stay out of the rest of my patient's business. Is that clear?
Of course.
I don't appreciate being strong-armed, Green.
I know. And I'm sorry. It won't happen again. So, how have you been, Dr. Bright? Okay, then. Talk later, I guess. Alrighty, patient 5, first name Damien, last name unknown. Mental manipulation. Oh, my. Well, this is very interesting.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Damien, please?
You've got him.
Oh, hello, Damien. How are you today?
Fine.
Wonderful. My name is Agent Green. I'm with an organization called the AM, and I'm calling...
I'm sorry, you're what?
I'm calling from a non-profit science...
How did you get this number?
You were referred to us by an independent medical professional.
No way. She wouldn't give you my information.
I'm sorry?
There's no way that my independent medical professional would ever tell you guys about me.
So you've heard of us before?
You know what? I'd rather not... have this conversation over the phone. Would you be able to meet with me?
Yes, wonderful. I was just about to suggest that. Why don't you come into our office?
No. I don't think that's a good idea. Let's do something more casual. Okay? Say coffee somewhere public.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Why not?
I think it would be irresponsible of me.
My God, she really did tell you about me, didn't she? You know what I can do?
Yes. That's why I'm calling, actually.
Oh, yes. Please, what can I do for you, Agent?
Well, you see, we here at the AM specialize in helping people just like you. We have a number of programs that may be of interest to you. Private sessions to teach you how to live your life with your ability. Seminars discussing the best ways to tell your family and friends. Job counseling. We'll even help you find employment if you have an ability that hinders you from appearing in public.
I appear in public just fine. Thanks.
Wonderful. Then perhaps you'd like to come in and partake in some of our other sessions. Many atypicals have found them extremely helpful.
I think I've got it covered, Agent Green. Dr. B has me handled.
Oh, of course. I didn't mean to imply that Dr. Bright was anything less than a very capable doctor. She is more than capable. She's exemplary, even.
That she is.
But it would still be best if you came in, Mr. I'm sorry, I don't actually have a last name in the file here.
It's just Damien.
Very well. It would still be best for you to come in.
Why?
Well, the AM likes to keep a register of all active atypicals.
A register? You kidding me?
It's best for everyone involved if we know who has atypical biology.
Why? So you can round us all up whenever you feel like it?
No need to be paranoid, Mr. Damien.
How exactly would being registered with some shady nonprofit benefit me?
Have you ever been hospitalized, Mr. Damien? Ever needed any kind of serious medical procedure? No? Well, that's how you would benefit. Your biology is fundamentally different from everyone else. Most medical professionals really wouldn't know what to do with you. Or worse, they would do something and it would create a terrible chain reaction that could lead to your death. If you're registered with us, we will get a notification from any hospital that admits you and we will be able to provide the necessary medical information to get you your proper help. When was the last time you had a physical? We can provide healthcare. Free mental health counseling, which I take it you're already benefiting from. And dozens of other resources that you can't find anywhere else. Think of it as being a part of an exclusive club. You join, you get perks. You don't, and you take unnecessary risk. You're a healthy young man right now, Damien, but you will age, like everyone. And mental abilities like yours don't always hold up in advanced aging. We've seen serious deterioration from some of our older patients in your category. Wouldn't it be best to not have to face that all alone?
So, it's, join or die, huh?
Well, I wouldn't put it quite so dramatically, but sure.
I'm not going to come in. Dr. B doesn't trust you, and I trust her.
Dr. Bright would want you to do what's best for your welfare.
Dr. Bright wouldn't like you speaking for her.
How about we compromise? You don't have to come in right now. But I'll call you every week to check in. I'll tell you a little bit more about what we do here. And maybe then you can let go of this crazy conspiracy that you and Joan have.
Oh, Joan, is it?
I've known her much longer than you, Damien.
I bet I know her better.
What exactly is the nature of your relationship with Dr. Bright?
Yeah, I guess you'll have to find out on our next call.
Well, that didn't go as planned. Asset 43 has clearly been influencing her patient with her own feelings on our organization. Unfortunate, but probably not her fault. I imagine her sessions with Damien are quite trying. I will mark him down as contacted but not registered and call him again next week to begin wearing him down. End of log.
Thank you for listening to The Bright Sessions. Today's episode was written and directed by Lauren Shippen and produced by Misha Stanton. The voice of Agent Green is Ian McEwen. The voice of Dr. Bright is Julia Morizawa. And the voice of Damien is Charlie Ian. If you want to help us make more of The Bright Sessions, consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/thebrightsessions or donate through our website, thebrightsessions.com. Also on that website, you will find bonus content about the story and characters, as well as info on the cast and crew. And if you haven't already, follow us on Tumblr, on Twitter at Bright Podcast, and even on Reddit. And if you're looking for more podcasts to fill your feed, may I recommend Ars Paradoxica? It's a story about physics, the deeply human desire to fix our own mistakes, and America. And it's directed and produced by our very own Misha Stanton. Check it out. But for now, thanks for listening, and stay strange.